Aw, yeah.
What a good way to start. Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend John Longer.
I'm here with my friend Glenn Tickle, and we are recreating the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our heads and doing a better goddamn job of it than the rest of the world.
All of that thing. And that's tough because Wikipedia thick.
Oh my god, yeah. It got curves. I like it.
Nothing but love for my curvy internet encyclopedia.
I mean, that's why I loved Encarta.
Because it's so thick.
Yeah, baby. Solid Microsoft Encarta reference, John. Thanks, bud.
Do you think they put that out on Laserdisc?
Oh, hey, call back to last week's episode. This is season two, episode two.
Season two, episode two. Overall, episode, I think, 31.
Who cares?
Not me, if I'm being honest.
Last week, we hypothesized that we need some sort of season motto, and we didn't.
We didn't come back to it. I don't even remember what I suggested.
We don't have anything. Like in the time between last week's episode and this week's episode, I have not thought about it.
Lie to people. That might have been one of them.
Yeah, no, I don't think that was it. But that's a good one. I like that. Improvised Wikipedia. Lie to people.
Improvised Wikipedia. Just make it up.
Oh, just make it up. That's cute.
Improvised Wikipedia.
Annotate your bibliography.
Citations needed.
Citations needed. Ooh.
I was trying to remember the funny thing from last week.
We didn't get any suggestions on slogan or any suggestions on what you 50%. Listeners want to call yourselves.
Duty cyclers?
Duty cyclers?
50% duty cyclers.
50% duty cyclers.
It's just such a good... It's the cellar door of Laserdisc technology.
I like that so much time can pass and you're still laughing about duty cycles.
I'm going to, this will be my last thought before I die.
All right. Well, I don't know.
The bomb goes off and I just think duty cycle.
My duty cycle calls.
Yeah. And then I evaporate like Rorschach at the end of Watchmen.
You know, admittedly.
That's how I'm going out, by the way.
Evaporating?
Yeah.
I have so many things I want to say right now, right? I want to address Watchmen because you brought it up, because I hate the Zack Snyder movie, but I love the Alan Moore book.
I like the Zack Snyder movie. I don't like Zack Snyder or anything else he's ever done. Like, I think that movie's pretty good.
Movie's abysmal.
Nah.
Terrible. Agree to disagree.
It's pretty good.
Oh, God. No.
Are you mad they changed the monster? Is that what
no,
it is?
No, I would have loved to have seen that. I'm not mad about the ending. I'm mad that Zack Snyder doesn't know how to edit a movie. He's always got 45 minutes of just bloated garbage and trash in his movies. And it's like,
yeah,
stop, you pompous idiot.
But the one thing he is good at is
ruining movies.
Is converting a comic book panel to a shot in a movie. Like, that's his only talent.
You're showing off. Like, I get it. You went to film school. I don't care. I don't care if you can replicate a comic book panel perfectly into a film shot. If the sum of the parts is that the movie is incredibly long, boring, and just trash, I don't know. Stop it. Just stop it. Stop making movies, Zack Snyder.
Yeah,
stop.
No, I mean, he should. He's bad at it.
Improvised Wikipedia. Stop making movies, Zack Snyder.
That one knocked my headphones right off my head.
That's because it's good. I believe it. Can I be honest with you, though? Like, why I stalled and why I was stuttering at the beginning of that thought was I wasn't sure if I wanted to talk about my hatred of Zack Snyder films. Like, I'm sure he's a fine human being.
I don't think that he is.
I don't know. I have nothing to go off of other than the fact I hate his movies. Which is fine, right? They don't have to be for me. But this whole premise of, like, a tagline for the season, I don't understand why or, like, what it really is. I have thought about it. It's just like a thing
to like,
is it like a sign off, like so we'd end the episode
just
and be
kind
like
of it's for the listeners to uh-huh. just kind of give them something to like rally their year around.
Oh, okay. So
like a motivational mantra.
So it's not necessarily a byproduct or promotional tool. It's more, hey, we appreciate
it. Can
you for
be
listening.
But does not have to be.
Okay. Interesting. So now that helps, because now I got to think a little bit more thoughtfully. I was just trying to make like
right, like
jokes.
Somebody out there right now is listening to this while they're playing a fish game on their rowing machine at the gym.
So and you're talking about yourself.
It's just me. And they're tired and they don't want to do it anymore, right? Because exercising sucks. It's right. The reading of physical work.
I like reading. I'm sorry.
So
we disagree on a lot of things, and yet we maintain a friendship. I think the rest of the world should take note.
The reading thing is just a bit. Reading is fine. Yeah. I don't know why that. I don't remember how or why the bit started that I hate reading.
I don't know.
Other than just that, I don't have time to do it anymore, and that makes me sad.
I think it's because you're married to a librarian and you lashed out.
Yeah, that'll learn her. No, but like, right, so you're playing the fish game on your rowing machine at the gym,
mm-hmm.
and you're tired, and you think to yourself, improvise Wikipedia, 50% duty cycle, and then you get hyped to finish out your fish game.
I know we're only on, like, the first quarter of episode 2 of this season.
Yeah.
But I think we would be doing everyone a disservice if it wasn't 50% duty cycle. Like, I can't imagine anything that would be better than this. Right
I mean,
now.
It does make me specifically very happy.
Right. And if this isn't about you, why are we doing it?
That's true. If it wasn't, I wouldn't be interested.
I've always appreciated your candor and honesty.
So let's get on topic.
50% duty cycle! All right, so we got a new Wikipedia page. Right now, the score, we're still in the lead, 10-7-5. That is the official score kept on the post-it note here under my computer.
I had the thought at the end of last week's episode.
Mm-hmm.
Since we're starting a new season, do we start the count over?
No.
Okay.
Because we over the course of this podcast, when we're done, if we have outscored Wikipedia, we receive the entirety of Wikipedia as our prize to do with as we see fit.
Yeah.
So we can
like
reset
season
every
one,
season.
Done. We can say like we won season one.
We did.
1 point for us.
Oh, you want to do season it by seasons.
Two. I don't want to do it at all, but you seem to enjoy it. So I'm just trying to figure out the best way to do it.
I think just the running tally. Okay. Right? Like I think that's the most diplomatic way. I don't want to come up with like the electoral college of the improvised Wikipedia here. Like, oh, well, you know what? You might have won more episodes, but I won
you
more seasons.
You
like,
know what I love
off.
Is a complicated system.
You do, chess boy. I don't need it. I just want a straight score, right? Right now, right. It's 10-7-5. We're winning.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Eat it, Wikipedia.
Yeah. Eat my duty cycle.
Eat it. Eat half of my duty cycle.
All right. Well, we have a prompt. You put it up saying, hey, world, we're improvising. We're doing improvised Wikipedia tonight.
Yeah, we
What's
are.
Something you want to know about? I've got control of the computer monitor
yeah,
for this
you do.
For once. So we're shaking it up. Let me count up the suggestions that are actually doable. 1, 2, 3.
Ooh, look at him counting. Oh, it's so hard to count.
Shut up.
Remember when you did that to me?
Maybe.
See, because we can't just say, oh, there's 12 comments. Pick a number from 1 to 12. Because half of them are going to be garbage, stupid jokes from idiot
yeah.
Ben Youngerman.
It's true. I got 12 of them, and I did have to cut out quite a few of them.
See?
This is bottom heavy. I don't want to necessarily skew you. You can pick whatever number you want.
This
They're all legitimate.
Thick.
But like the people towards the bottom,
love
the higher numbers,
love
did, a
my
much
bottom
better,
heavy
did a much better job
section.
Taking this request seriously. 1 to 12, Glenn. What do you want?
Well, I'm going to go high because I want that bottom. I want that thick bottom
you
half.
You want that thick bottom half?
I'm going to go 8.
8. Okay. I don't know if you went high enough for that thick bottom half.
I did. I went more than 6.
So we're not going to do this one because it's one number off, but it's from the same person. So our suggestion that we're going to do is Hollow Earth Theory.
Okay.
Which is going to be super fun. I'm
yeah.
very excited.
Ties into our great moment.
And it's from a friend of the show, comedian Rosalie Fry. It's all the way from Italy right now. I believe that's where she is.
Yeah.
So we're going international with this one.
Hell
baby.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rosalie.
Thank you, friend.
For this. But I also am going to make fun of you lightly right now because the suggestion before it reads the Dahmer Party, as in Jeffrey Dahmer. But she meant Donner Party.
She meant Donner Party.
And it's so amazing because it still kind of hits that theme of just cannibalism. And just that's tickled me. I really like that typo. Unless the Dahmer Party is a thing that happened where he invited a bunch of people over to his house.
He probably had a party.
Like Hannibal Lecter and like fed them other people or
maybe.
Something. I don't know. But I love the Dahmer Party a lot.
Both of those would bum me out.
Great improv team name, like a yeah, like hey everybody, we're the Dahmer Party. Can we get a one word suggestion?
The Dildo. Richard Donner Party.
Yeah, but that's not what we're doing.
Watch his cut of Superman 2.
We're doing Hollow Earth Theory. Do you think? Yeah, there is going to be a Wikipedia page. I just queued it in. I didn't go to the page. I just did the search bar thing so you can see what's
say, yeah,
there.
I think it's dumb it's dumb internet nonsense, so yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so it's there. First and foremost, the word theory is in the title of this page, so this is all garbage. It's not science. It's not provable. Has not been proved, at least.
I mean, it's been disproved because there's
has
crap
it?
Inside the earth.
Has it, Glenn?
Jesus, I'm not... You have the fucking ancient alien guy in a mug on your desk, so like...
Yeah, Giorgio is my spirit animal.
Giorgio, it's not mine.
No? You know what? You got to open your heart and open your mind to the concept of ancient aliens, baby.
I don't. It's just dumb.
Is it?
It's anti-science, dumb nonsense.
Anti-science. I'll give you anti-science. Hollow Earth Theory. So this is obviously a theory that inside the earth there it's hollow. There's no center. There's no magma. There's nothing. And
right.
It's hollow.
This is not what I'm familiar with. If this was flat earth theory, like I could like
yeah.
really get into why those people are wrong and stupid and make the world, which is round, a worse place.
Right.
Hollow earth, I don't know. This might be the first time I've heard the phrase hollow earth theory.
I don't know. I feel like I've heard it, though I don't know officially what canon is going to be, right? But I'm guessing, using context clues, that it's like some journey to the center of the earth type thing where like, or like some comic book type shit where there's like, you go inside of the earth and it's hollow and there's like a whole other thing going on there.
I wonder if it is an offshoot of flat earth in that we're on the inside, but we're not on the outside. Of a hollow earth, were the inside of it?
That's interesting. Tell me more about this. You might be my lord and savior.
I think I might have heard a thing. I think I might have heard something along those lines in like a discussion about flat earth.
I thought you were going to say as you were walking through Times Square. It was like you got hit up by the guy like, hey, you want to go to a comedy show? And then you kept walking. And the guy, we're in the middle of the hollow earth.
The earth is hollow and we're on the inside part of it. When you look up, that's not the sky. That's the other side
and
of the earth.
And you're just like, I just want to use the subway station. It's the closest one to where I am. Get the fuck out of my way.
So I think that's the jumping off point. It's hollow, but we're on the inside, not the outside. Everything, like space, is just the middle part of the hollow earth.
I hope you're right that you're right, because my fear is you're wrong and these people think we're on the outside and the earth in the center is hollow, which is clearly incorrect.
Well, here's
but
here's
yours is like I could see how your way of us being in the center and be like, "Well, you just don't know how big it is, bro." And like, "Okay, fine, sure. Whatever you want, idiot." But like I'm afraid it's the opposite and it's even dumber.
Well, it's dumb either way.
Yes.
But I think it is this way because there's more of a reason for it to be that way. Like that would, it doesn't, but that would explain more things.
For sure.
Like Flat Earth started as a literal joke. Like
yes.
Bunch of dumb nerds were like, wouldn't it be hilarious if we tried to use math to prove that the Earth was flat, even though we're not dumb idiots and we know it isn't. So all the stuff that like flat earth people will share with you online is like, look, there's a chart that somebody made as a joke 50 years ago, you dumb idiot. Jump off of a building. But I think more of that would be, you could try to fake prove it more that we're on the inside of a hollow earth than on the outside of there not being anything inside the middle of the earth. But everything else we know about the universe being true,
mm-hmm.
like...
No, you're right, but I think it's dumber, and spoilers for Aquaman are ahead, so just if you don't
want to... Is the Earth hollow in Aquaman?
Well, right, so like there's this
I'm not going to see it.
Yeah, it's don't. I don't understand.
And I don't want our listeners to see it.
Yeah, people were like, hey,
Zack Snyder made that
it's
shit?
Not, he might as well have. Although I will...
Right?
He couldn't have, because it was only like 90 minutes.
He produces all the... DC stuff, right?
I don't know. So it could.
He's in there somewhere. He's got his dirty little fingers in there.
It's too colorful for him to be involved. It wasn't sepia toned. But like, okay, so like, you go into the ocean and you go into this thing, and then like, oh, suddenly you're in the middle of the earth and it's like dinosaurs and shit.
Hollow.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, like I think it's like that. I think that's Hollow Earth theory, that it's like journey to the center of the earth, that if you dig far enough, I think people think that no one's ever gotten there, man. If you get there, there's a whole other civilization, maybe not dissimilar to mole people.
Get them Morlocks.
Gotta get them Morlocks.
Get them. They're in there hanging out with dinosaurs.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Side note, if you want like a fun adventure to go into, you should check out DC's Young Animal Imprints. Got a great comic book, super crazy bananas, called Cave Carson Has a Cybernetic Eye.
Okay.
They drill into the earth and go on adventures inside that bullshit. But like, it's a comic book.
So there's, I mean, there's like literary precedent for the idea of the earth being hollow and there being shit inside of it.
Yeah.
Like journey to the center of the earth,
mm-hmm,
at all.
And that's why I think that, but I don't think people are Looney Tunes and they see all this fiction and they're like, you know what? That's closer to the truth. I hope that it's people thinking that we're at the center of something, because that, even though it's objectively dumb, right? Like, it gives me hope that at least it's not as dumb as there being dinosaurs in the center of the planet.
So which way are we going?
I don't know that we need to pick.
So the Earth.
I don't know that we need to pick because it's fucking Wikipedia.
Oh, you know what? It's Wikipedia.
Yeah, there's gonna be different.
It's all dumb nonsense. Yeah. So it doesn't matter.
Like, oh yeah.
There's not a right answer here because they're both wrong.
Right. So
and it's all stupid.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Not to mention, there's probably.
God, what if Rosalie thinks the Earth is hollow?
I mean, we can disagree. I don't know. I mean, she's in Italy right now, so that's maybe true. We won't see her for a little while, and we can apologize. I've met her. I don't think she thinks that, though. I've met her. I know. She's a friend. I mean, like, yeah, she doesn't think that. I've met her one time.
I met her.
No.
I met my friend.
Oh, God. Rosalie, I don't know what to do here. I'm very uncomfortable.
I hope she doesn't think that the Earth is hollow.
I hope so.
Rosalie, it's not.
Yeah.
I don't think that you think it is, but it's not.
Yeah.
There's stuff in there.
Yeah.
A lot of little bits.
A lot of magma.
A lot of little bits in there. That's why we have a magnetic field. We wouldn't if it didn't.
There you go.
It's just.
Not.
We know so many things, and then people are like, no, we don't.
Right.
It's like infuriating.
I love weird fiction, right? Like, I'm a huge fan of like Lovecraft, like monsters and outer gods and shit like that. I love that shit.
Yeah, you got a Cthulhu on your desk.
Yeah, I got a Cthulhu idol literally on my desk that we're at right now. I love that stuff. But like, it's make 'em up story time that I enjoy reading.
That's why
it's
like,
not real.
That's why like the flat earth as a joke thing like is fun, because it's like, oh yeah, like it's not, but it's fun to think like, well, what if it is?
And then we just,
And then dumb idiots find it.
Dumb idiots ruin everything.
Do you think there's dumb idiots who think Cthulhu's real? There's like,
oh yeah, I'm
Cthulhu
sure, man.
Cults
I'm sure,
out there,
right? Like, yeah, there's legit.
Are you in one of them?
Not yet, but if there's information, some pamphlets or a newsletter I can sign up for, please point me in the direction. I am interested. Yeah.
There has to be. There's people who like.
Oh my God, yeah. Well, think of it this way. I bet there are people that probably think hell is in the center of the earth.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, like you mentioned Looney Tunes, used it derogatorily earlier, but like, yeah, like in Looney Tunes, if somebody digs too far into the ground, you are in hell.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
Right. And then there's going to be people who are like, well,
if
you hit magma, that's the heat fires of hell and you'll die. I'm like, stop. No, it's magma.
Hell's not real. It's fine. Yeah. Just do whatever you want.
Oh, what's the difference? Like, is magma when it's in the earth and lava is when it's out of the earth?
Correct.
Okay, cool. Nailed it. That's an actual fact on this
the
episode.
Same stuff. It's just kind of where it is.
Yeah. It's like a Cadbury cream egg, but with fire.
Yeah. I don't follow. Oh, like the inside
of it, yeah.
What is it when it's inside the cream egg and what is
I don't know.
When it's
I've
outside?
Never. I've never. We'll never know. We can't get in there. As soon as we get in there,
it's
cream.
Is it jizz?
Oh, really? Come on, buddy. Come on. That was like, you know what that was?
That was beneath us.
It was beneath us. It was like at best 50% of our duty cycle. At best.
Look, I could have not done a Cadbury cream egg cream looks like jizz joke, but I did.
You did.
Because it does.
That's what our thousands of listeners have come to expect.
So, okay, so we don't have to go one or the other.
We don't.
Both kinds of idiot hollow earth theory that our dear friend Rosalie may or may not think is true. I hope she doesn't. So, yeah, so I think, so the, look at it two ways. So we blow up a earth balloon, right? And there's just the thin layer of stuff.
Okay.
So in one example, we're inside the balloon. One example, we're standing on the balloon.
Yes.
So the inside the balloon thing, the reason I think this is what it is because you can use the bad math of that to explain, how are other planets and things possible in this model? Like, well, they're floating in the middle.
Got it.
So as we travel, like, you sort of like flip one number in the math, and then it, instead of everything going out, everything goes inwards.
Oh no, it's great. And you know what's super helpful is all of the pointing that you just did for all of our listeners.
I did it for you. I did it by watching you.
All right, let's wrap this out, because I feel like this is going to be an interesting read on the Wikipedia page, and I want to spend some time with it. Do you have any like closing thoughts? Do you want to like put together people who
close? I don't think we've even begun to.
Well, I mean,
hollow out this earth.
We haven't, but we've got a fixed amount of time. We've got to read the Wikipedia page. We've got to get a commercial for our sponsors in here. We got shit to do.
So, but
I think we need to wind down on.
So you. So, but I think we just need to be clear about what we're talking about. So, inside Hollow Earth theory, the one I'm proposing.
You want to be careful about proposing.
Is a spin-off.
I don't think you want to say proposing.
It's a spin-off of Flat Earth. So instead of just flat, it's, I'm making more hand gestures, but it's round, but not the way you think. Because Flat Earthers got tired of people calling them dumb. So they're like, well, no, it's not this. It's we call it flat, but it's really, you're dumb because you don't know that you're on the inside of a giant earth balloon. Stupid idiot. And then your way is, we're just standing on the earth. You can look at other planets and shit in space, but there's dinosaurs in the middle. That's what you're.
I am. But I want to back up. You said inside a giant earth balloon, right? And like,
yeah,
that just, I feel like there's got to be like a.
That's my
like
Fish cover album.
Like, I was going to say like a Yes. There's like a Yes album. Some prog rock from the 70s had a concept album of exactly that. And I hate it. Probably.
Yeah. It's probably not a good album.
No. Yeah. So my theory, that I think is going to be expanded on in here, is like the theory that's adjacent to the fiction and folklore of like the journey to the center of the earth, the Looney Tunes hell kind of model that we talked about. Mine is the theory that just goes back from oral storytelling way past, you know, whatever, you know, like that's what I think this is going to lead with.
You just think it's old timey caveman shit.
I think it's old-timey caveman shit that people don't understand.
Okay, so I think yours is, like, more historical. Like, yours is just, this is what people used to think because they didn't know any better. Mine is, this is what dumb people invented.
Yeah.
To, like, try to justify their own stupid
beliefs. I want to be clear, they're both dumb, and I think they're both going to be referenced on this page.
I'm interested to see which one it is.
Me too. But for now, we do need to step aside for a quick break to thank our sponsors. But we will be right back with the official current Wikipedia page for Hollow Earth Theory. Yeah.
Can I do this one? This episode of Improvised Wikipedia is brought to you by Earth Balloons. Or just regular balloons. Balloons. Do you like weird-shaped balls? Balloons.
You know what? One of my favorite things, friends, is when you're walking through a park and you're like, how can I make this feel more like I'm in an independent film and life is quirky and just very fun? And I always look for a balloon vendor. I think that's the most fun way you can do it. If you have some string, there's nothing better to tie your string to than a balloon. Am I right?
Very fun. Are you doing a movie and you need someone in your movie to think that a gun went off, but it wasn't? It's just a balloon? Get a balloon.
Oh my God. Are you trying to move gas from one location to another? Like something in a gaseous state?
Yeah.
Put it in a balloon.
Get it up in there.
Yeah.
Cram it in that balloon. Yeah.
Do you want to smuggle drugs inside of your body, but you don't want them to enter your bloodstream? Stick a balloon full of drugs up your butt.
Balloon full of drugs up your butt. That's the follow-up album to hollow earth balloon.
It's true. But for now, thank you, Balloons, for sponsoring this episode of the Improvised Wikipedia podcast. You can find a promo code for Balloons on our official Wikipedia page. Not Wikipedia page, excuse me. Improvised Wikipedia Facebook page. So look for Improvised Wikipedia on Facebook. You can get that promo code for Balloons.
Balloons. Blow it up.
All right, we are back, and the moment is nigh. I am typing in Hollow Earth Theory into the Wikipedia machine to see what comes up. Hollow Earth. I got to add theory because Hollow Earth just comes up.
Hollow Earth?
Hollow Earth Theory does have a...
Welcome to Hollow Earth.
So the Hollow Earth Theory page redirects to Hollow Earth. And it says that this article is about the concept. For other uses, see the disambiguation, which I will click to
now. Yeah, that's always a fun page.
There's a 1990 novel by Rudy Rucker.
Oh, Rudy.
And a sequel, Return to the Hollow Earth, in 2018.
I would have called it Getting All Up in That Hollow Earth.
Yeah. Hollow Earth is an album, 1994, by the band Soma. Hollow Earth Expedition is a role-playing game. And Hollow Earth novel, 2012, by John Barrowman and Carol Barrowman.
Quit stepping on Rudy's turf.
John Barrowman, this is who I thought. I clicked through a couple times.
John, like...
The actor, John Barrowman.
Like Captain, man.
He was in the CW show Arrow.
Yeah, he was Malcolm Merlyn in Arrow, Before that he was on Doctor Who as, I keep wanting to say Captain Jack Sparrow from the pirate movie, but he's not. He's, it's been a while since I've seen it.
You're the Doctor Who fan.
Yeah, but you're looking at the page. Can you please just tell me?
I'm looking. You got to stall for time, though. He's done a lot of stuff.
He's a very handsome boy. He's done a lot of stuff, but he's best known for probably that. I would say number one, and Arrow, and apparently this Hollow Earth book.
What? Yeah, here we go. Doctor Who and Torchwood. Captain Jack Harkness.
Harkness.
A pansexual time traveler from the 51st century.
Yeah, he's got a vortex manipulator.
Yeah, so he and his, presumably his wife, wrote a book called Hollow Earth. There you go. And the tagline for Hollow Earth? Imagination can be a dangerous thing.
Huh. I'd read that book.
Yeah, but that's not what we did. We did not do the book.
Rosalie specifically said Hollow Earth Theory, right? She didn't want to know about Captain Jack Harkness's Hollow Earth.
So this book. This does direct to an article about the concept of Hollow Earth. There, just at first glance, it looks like I was a little bit, maybe, I don't know. There's some sort
that
of
looks like a
cross-sectional drawing we're going to get into.
That's what it looks like.
All right. The Hollow Earth is a historical concept proposing the planet Earth is entirely hollow or contains a substantial interior space. So, I was right. Notably suggested by Edmund Halley in the 17th century.
You dumb idiot.
The notion was tentatively disproven by Pierre Bouguer in 1740.
Hell yeah, Bouguer.
And then definitively disproven by Charles Hutton in 1778.
Hutton dunked it.
Yeah.
Like, Bouguer's like, come on, obviously there's a bunch of crap in there. And then Hutton's like, look, I got proof. I brought receipts. What's up? Here's some magma, bitches. And he threw it in their face.
It was still occasionally defended in the early to mid-19th century, notably by John Cleves Seams Jr. and Jeremiah N. Reynolds.
Seams Jr. always out there trying to disprove nonsense. Yeah.
But this time around, it was part of the popular pseudoscience and no longer a scientifically viable hypothesis.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's dumb. The concept of a hollow earth still reoccurs in folklore and is the premise for subterranean fiction, a subgenre of adventure fiction,
like parentheses, Ninja Turtles?
Journey to the Center of the Earth. So yeah, this has got me written all over it, baby. I'm sorry. You proposed a more valid hypothesis, but it was the dumb one.
I mean, it's all dumb.
That's fair.
I'll throw all these dumb idiots under the bus. I don't care why they're dumb. They're not right. All right.
So this is a pretty big page, and it's very well referenced because this shit goes back a long time and it's been disproven. But let's start with the section called Hypothesis. You ready, bud?
Hit me.
In ancient times, the concept of a subterranean land inside of the earth appeared in mythology, folklore, and legends. The idea of subterranean realms seemed arguable and became intertwined with the concept of places of origin or the afterlife, like the Greek underworld or the Nordic Svartalheimer or the Christian hell. The idea of a subterranean realm is also mentioned in Tibetan Buddhist beliefs. According to one story from the Tibetan Buddhist tradition, there's an ancient city called Shambhala, which is located inside the earth. According to the ancient Greeks, there were caverns under the surface, which were entrances leading to the underworld. Blah, 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 blah. I don't want to read those names. In Mesopotamian religion, there's a story of a man who, after traveling through the darkness of a tunnel in the mountain of Mashu, entered a subterranean garden. Then there's a section on Celtic mythology having stories, Hindu mythology. There's German myths. There's Native American mythology. So this shit goes way back to when we were big dum-dums. Like when we just didn't have science, which makes perfect sense.
We just didn't know things about things.
Right. And so, like, I don't know, if I found a cave and it was dark and scary, I don't know that I'd, you know, I'd be like, I'd go in and then I'd chicken out and be like, that shit goes literally in the
sun. It's just going to keep going forever.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Did you ever find a cave?
Did I ever find
just a like cave? Out in the world, there was a cave where you didn't know there was a cave?
I wouldn't call it a full cave, but like when I was a kid at camp, like I like playing around in like the creek and like going around in the woods, like there was we never went too far in it because it never really opened up big, but like it was cave like.
There's a cave. It's an old mine near my house that I didn't know was there. It's like been there my entire life. And I didn't know there was a hiking trail back there until pretty recently. And I went, and then there's, like, a cave. And I was walking by myself when I found it. I was like, oh, maybe I should go in there. I was like, no. the last second, I was like, obviously, don't. No one knows you're here. Don't go in the abandoned cave by yourself. And then I didn't die in a cave because of that decision.
50% duty cycle, baby. Yeah. All right, so 17th and 18th centuries, here's this dude, Edmund Halley, 1692. He put forth the idea that the earth consisted of a hollow shell with, it was two inner concentric shells and an outermost core. So they were each of these separate shells had atmospheres. So it was kind of like a Russian nesting doll of like layer of earth, air, layer of earth, air, layer of earth, air kind of a thing. Pretty straight up dumb.
Yeah, it is. Like, it's pretty stupid.
Right. Like, so he claimed that the atmospheres of separate shells, each shell would have its own magnetic poles. The spheres themselves rotated at different speeds. It was just real, real dumb stuff.
real dumb, dumb idiot shit.
I mean, like, awful.
You stupid old timey person.
Right. I don't even want to. All right, let's go to these ding-dongs in the 19th century. All right, Sims Jr. Suggested, again, a hollow shell. He also suggested that there were openings and there were four inner shells, and you can get to them from the poles. Just real dumb, dumb stuff. And then this dude, Jeremiah Reynolds, he's lecturing on hollow earth and argued for an expedition to check it out.
Yeah, get in there, Jerry, you dumb idiot. Go dig a hole.
Here's the fun part. Fucking Jeremiah Reynolds went on an expedition to Antarctica himself, but he missed joining the great U.S. exploring expedition of 1838.
Because he's a stupid idiot.
Because he's a big dumb who thinks the earth is a hollow. Yeah, real dumb.
Stupid.
Here's some 20th century stuff. It names a lot of explorers and some spiritualists and their take on it. A lot of references to novels and folklore. Nothing worth reading really here,
except for John Barrowman's.
Well, yeah. Let's go.
Check that book out.
Let's go to the interesting part here. The bottom.
Unless he genuinely thinks it's hollow.
Right. The science fiction pulp magazine Amazing Stories promoted something called the Shaver Mystery, claiming that a superior prehistoric race had built a honeycomb of caves inside the earth. We were right when we were joking about some mole people fucking Morlock shit. Like, I mean, that's it, right? Like, this is a theory that's been proven wrong about a subterranean race of people. Mm. Like, this is cuckoo bananas. I would love to read these stories. I would enjoy them. I would love to see these movies. But, like, come on. Come on, man.
Yeah. Like, I want to read the Captain Jack Harkness book about dinosaurs in the middle of the earth or whatever. But because it's, like, a fun book. And I like his other work.
So I'm just gonna
not because I think there's dinosaurs in the middle. I mean, there are because they died and they got buried.
Right.
They're in there.
That's different. Okay, so I'm going to read the last section, which is called In Fiction. It's a subset pulled from the article of Subterranean Fiction, which you best believe I'm going to be checking out when we're done recording. Because I like
mole
weird
people
tales. Mole people tales.
Get all up in there.
But the idea of a hollow earth is a common element in fiction, going all the way back to Ludwig Holberg's 1741 novel, Nikolai Kilm Inter Subterraneum, which is Niels Klim's Underground Travels, I guess is the translation for it, where the protagonist Nikolai Klim falls through a cave while spelunking and spends several years living on a smaller globe inside the outer shell of the earth. There's some notable pre-20th century examples that you've never heard of. The most famous here, we're talking, you know, Edgar Allan Poe had a novel called The Narrative of Arthur Gordon Pym of Nantucket. But then there's The Big Banger, which is Jules Verne's 1864 Journey to the Center of the Earth. I mean, like, that's...
It's the one to beat, folks.
That is. I mean, that's number one on the scoreboard. Edgar Rice Burroughs did use the idea... not as good as Tarzan. Like, that's his claim to fame. Like, this, he just had some stories with it.
Think Tarzan ever got up all in there? Did he ever climb in the earth's butthole and fight a dinosaur?
You know what? Probably. Maybe not in his work, not in his actual, like, canon, but, like, you know how, like, I love Sherlock Holmes fiction, but, like, there's all this, like,
I just got an audiobook collection of Stephen Fry reading all the Sherlock Holmes stories.
Oh, my God. I want that.
I haven't started listening to it yet. But
I bet it's amazing.
Pretty
right?
Hyped about it.
But, like, after Conan Doyle, there's a whole bunch of, like, just people writing Sherlock Holmes stories that are not technically canon, but they're fun, and they hit that. I bet there's some Tarzan stuff like that somewhere in some, like, pulp magazines or...
Well, because Doyle did the Lost World, mm-hmm. but that was, like... up on a plateau, right? That's where his dinosaurs were?
Maybe.
They're like, let's go climb this mountain. Oh, shit, there's dinosaurs!
I honestly never read it, so I can't speak to it. But an interesting thing in recent times, here's your modern premise appearing, Kong Skull Island. Mm. The creatures are hypothesized to come from inside of the Earth. Great movie. Great movie.
I haven't seen it. I think we talked about it on the podcast already.
I hope so, because people should see it. Like,
I haven't.
It sounds dumb, but it's delightful. It's
I really
John
like
C. Riley in it. I mean, just fucking, just do it.
Like, I'm not a big Broadway musical guy, but I kind of want to go see the King Kong one because the puppet looks cool.
Puppet looks dope.
I want to see a giant monkey puppet.
Yeah. Okay, that's the end of it. It mentions Dungeons and Dragons, and you know, yeah. So all in all, we were right. It's cuckoo banana shit, and I feel like I nailed it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Legitimately great references, lots of links to other fiction and places this appears.
Pretty
this
well
is
fleshed out.
A very
Wikipedia article.
This is one of the better ones. This is like we've seen some good Wikipedia pages. We've seen some
because a lot of dumb idiots spent a lot of time updating this one because they're stupid idiots who think a dumb thing.
You know, but two,
that's my guess.
But the surprise to me here is there's no one arguing in favor of it.
Well,
it's very cut and
that
dry.
That shit gets edited out.
This shit is not real.
Like, that gets edited out.
Well, but I would say
in
that
a perfect Wikipedia system.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's that. This is the case for Wikipedia right here. This page is a shining example of what's possible. Here's some bonker shit that historically people believed. It's been disproven. Here's a bunch of stories that were written off of it, and here's the history of it. You can learn about people that were wrong that thought this, but this shit's wrong, right? Like, to me... Shining star, Hollow Earth page on Wikipedia is like one of the
good
best.
Job, Wikipedia.
So we lost.
We lost this one. Does that mean the Earth is hollow since we lost?
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
Well, stay tuned next week to find out.
Well, now we're going to have to go dig a big hole and find out.
Oh, man. We should do like old-timey pulp cliffhangers, right? Like, tune in next week to see if John and Glenn found their way to a sphere inside the Earth's crust.
I feel like
they wouldn't. That's a terrible voice.
Like
that was
probably didn't.
Well, yeah. Probably not. But that's it. That brings our score to 10-8-5. So Wikipedia catching up. Still got a nice lead. We're still doing good. Season two, I think, off to a great start. Because honestly, sometimes we lose because we just do a bad job. We lost because Wikipedia did a good job. And that, I like
You feel
that.
Better about those ones?
I feel a lot better about losing.
I don't feel good about losing at all, ever.
I don't mind losing to a page that's doing what it's supposed to do. And honestly, we fought the good fight. We fought the good fight. We hypothesized. We got a lot of it. And honestly, our only deficit was not knowing the name of like a couple dozen 18th century wackos, right? Like if we knew those names off the top of our heads, I'd say that.
But why would
we?
They're dumb idiots who think a bad thing. Like you're not going to remember.
Yeah. History should forget them.
Right. Like we remember Isaac Newton because he was right about stuff. We don't remember his buddy who was a dumb idiot who didn't know anything.
That's a great point. But what if his dummy wrote some interesting stories?
Maybe. He's probably friends with, like, at least one good writer, right?
Probably. Who is also a dummy.
A fun thing, if you study history, is to find out who was friends with whom, like, in different time periods. You'd be like, oh, shit, I didn't know they hung out. Cool. Like, it humanizes historical characters, but also, like, I don't know, it's interesting to think about.
TM, 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 I think we just made a game show.
Who was friends with who?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, who did these people hang out with kind of thing. We'll have to, like, workshop it, but that's a fun show.
There might be something there.
Yeah. Let's be
honest.
It's
also, like, if you find out, like, people in bands that you like are friends.
Yeah.
But like, oh, I didn't know the guys in Death Cab for Cutie knew the guys from Harvey Danger. That's fun.
Yeah. All right, bud. That's the end of the episode. We lost. That sucks. It's good to be back in the saddle, though. I'm proud of our effort.
I don't know. I'm worried that Rosalie thinks that the earth is hollow.
Yeah, Rosalie, can you shoot us a note?
We're going to need a confirmation here one way or the other.
Right, and before we sign off, reminder, check out that official Facebook page. Leave some suggestions on what you think are your fans, yourselves, should be called. Because we got our tagline, baby.
Oh, I didn't realize you were queuing me up.
Yeah, no, I was making really intense eye contact. All right, hold on. Because we got our tagline, baby.
50% duty
cycle.
I was going to say process. My memory's bad, John.
Womp womp.
50% duty cycle. Brought to you by balloons. Blow it up!